today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is remembering Allah in the month of Ramadan.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today Thursday is the 12th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 17 to 21.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. رب المشرقين ورب المغربين.
He is Lord of the two sunrises and Lord of the two sunsets.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
مرج البحرين يلتقيان.
He released the two seas, meeting side by side.
بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ.
Between them is a barrier, so neither of them transgresses.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Quranic exegetes disagree as to the location of the two sweet and salty seas and the fact that one does not prevail the other and the nature of the barrier separating the twain. However, mentioned was already made of the point in the exegesis of chapter 25, saying that great sweet rivers flowing into seas and oceans usually form a sea of sweet water besides the coast, thus repelling the brine, and it would be of interest to know that sweet and salty water, owing to the difference in the degrees of thickness, do not intermingle.
أشهر الرحمن فيك
We are in the month of Ramadan, and this question is here. What is the importance of dhikr? That means the remembrance of Allah. Dhikr is truly one of the easiest acts of worship that simultaneously has instrumentable amount of rewards and benefits in this world and the next. It is the remembrance of Allah, the Almighty. Life is distracting. It distracts us from remembering the greater meaning and remembering our Creator, the source of our life. So dhikr reflects a constant connection and loving bond with Allah. Dhikr is also a means of seeking forgiveness from Allah and being purified of our sins. In the hadith, the Prophet said, "Should I not inform you of the best of your deed and the purest of them with your master, and the highest of them in your ranks, and what is better for you than spending gold and silver, and better for you than meeting your enemy and their strike your necks?" They said, "Of course." He said, "The remembrance of Allah."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pronouncing His divine names in the month of Ramadan. In the beginning, it must be indicated that when we consider something or an event, we are more subject to pronouncing its, keywords or, for example, the terms. This is a natural tendency, not in the lives of those people who are religious, rather, in the lives of everybody who may be concerned with any special activity. In this connection, the basis is mentioning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or various designations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated to the Prophet Moses and his brother Aaron, Harun in Arabic, "Wala tanayya fi dhikri." You too shouldn't fall short of remembering me. It indicates that this act of remembering the names and designations and traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the merciful traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are regarded as ways of mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, in this regard, it's indicated in the Holy Quran, "وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً." You have to mention, it means mention your Lord, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your own mind with humbleness and quite secretly. It means that everybody is expected not to spend even a moment without considering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it's indicated in the Holy Quran, "فَإِذَا رَكَبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ." When people get on ship, and when this ship comes across some dangers in the sea, people come to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they come to mention the names and designations and the divine mercy. However, when they get to shore, they forget the names and designations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that everybody in time of danger comes to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the ultimate rescue and the ultimate saver and savior. We find that in this connection, we find that in the month of Ramadan, everybody is expected to be more concerned with mentioning the names and designations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because the month of Ramadan is the month of paying more attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that in other months throughout the year, people are permitted not to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it means that in the month Ramadan, more attention is expected to be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan!
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Come here to practical tips. Practical tips for what? For dhikr. You may purchase or download a booklet of dhikr. Recite from it whenever free throughout the day. In a week or so, you'll find that you'll already memorize those dhikr and can recite them on your own freely throughout the day. The second tip is, in Ramadan, make sure to start the habit of reciting the morning and evening dhikr. Again, the morning and evening dhikr. Their reward is enormous in protecting the person, providing peace and tranquility, and keeping one connected with Allah the Almighty. Ramadan and remembrance. Remembrance of Allah. At its core, Ramadan, this great month, lie important theologically beliefs about redemption and hope that revolve around the idea of dhikr, or the remembrance of Allah. The month of Ramadan is about remembering Allah through a disciplining of the body, mind, and the heart that asks Muslim to reflect on the less fortunate, the poor, the hungry. These thoughts cross one's mind naturally. When one is hungry, one thinks of the poor and starving. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims typically abstain from food, water, bad speech, and malicious behavior. Ramadan is a time of the year during which the forgetfulness that builds up in one's heart is remedied through prayer and bodily and spiritual fasting, all of which are practices directed toward remembrance. This month is one in which religious contemplation retrain the heart and the body for the coming month, establishing a circle that is restorative and deeply spiritual.
The month of Ramadan is a month of ibadah, is a month of worship. What comes to our mind when we say ibadah? What comes to our mind is praying and fasting and tahajjud in the middle of the night. That's not the only way of ibadah, my dear brothers and sisters. Ibadah means calling your mother and seeing how she's doing. Ibadah means calling your family, going and being at the service of your parents, being at the service of your relatives. This is ibadah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in fact a greater type of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Don't worship anyone other than Allah and show kindness towards your parents. This is ibadah. This is ibadah. During the month of Ramadan, go and check up on your family members. وَصِلُوا فِيهِ أَرْحَامَكُمْ مَنْ وَصَلَ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ يَوْمَ يَلْقَاهُ. Anyone who is connected with their family during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will connect that person with His mercy on the Day of Judgment. Go and call people, your relatives, especially in the month of Ramadan. This is the time that we have to be connected.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن